Is there true intelligent life elsewhere? You say humanity's not
Oh,
an
billions.
example of intelligent life, but is there
Sure.
intelligent life?
Well, that's however you define intelligence. Oh, there's billions and billions of planets out there. We got 10 of the 29 stars, and most of them have planets, and a whole bunch of them got planets inhabitable by biology that we know of, the kind of biology we know of, the carbon-to-carbon bond. So, yes, there's billions and billions of living planets with life out there. And so many of them, billions of them, have gotten their act together. And so we have been growing technology for whatever you want to start it, whether it was the revolution, maybe 400 years or so, however you want to look at history. We've been growing technology for maybe 400 years, and look how far. If a planet got its stuff together, it's been growing technology for millions of years or billions of years. And you look at how far they can go. So they're doing interstellar travel.
But as you said, not likely to
But
stop here.
I have no evidence it's been here. And so the one side is, yes, there's billions and billions of planets that have life on them. And some so advanced they're doing interstellar travel. But I have no. So.
Do you think it's possible that Mars was an Earth-like planet that could be some sort of cautionary tale for us humans here on this planet?
Yeah, there's all kinds of. Obviously, it had big streams. And as we continue to look at it, there's more and more evidence that it is a friendly place. It could have supported life. Maybe something took all the atmosphere away, and that particular life needed atmosphere. But you need to look at the ethical question whether you're going to terraform or not. And you should not terraform any planet in which there's already life. That's like colonization, which was not ethical, you know. And so you need to leave a place alone or go and not bring bugs with you. And so that's the ethical side. And some people say, you know, they don't agree with that ethics. That's my ethics. And so I'm not for colonization. So if there's already people, if there's already living things there, you need to let them be. And so, but Mars, if we someday determine that yes, there's no life there now to interfere with, Mars is very, very terraformable. Minerals and water and all the temperature and all the rest of it. So there could have been. But you could terraform it and produce a very friendly place, and other living structure than from Earth could go there.
Let me switch gears for a moment and ask you a little bit about Syracuse experience, having enrolled and graduated from Syracuse University. How did that play into your path to where you are today?
Well, first of all, I had no high school diploma. I had no education, and so, and that's very, very critical that they saw potential in me, and they were willing to give me a chance. So they gave me a chance, and I ran with it. And so, that was an open door that a whole lot of universities, you know, might not have embraced. And so, I had no high school, and so that was very, very important. And it all went well from there. Every single second that I spent at Syracuse was great. I have a younger brother. He ran off to the Marines like I did. At age 17, he had no high school diploma. He came out of the Marines stuck, not knowing where to go without high school. I said, "Try Syracuse." Well, Syracuse at that point understood what happens to a Musgrave when you take them. They do things. And I have a 32-year-old today, and he never finished high school. And so he really went astray his senior year, badly astray, and he didn't finish high school. He said, "I'm stuck, Dad." I said, "Try Syracuse." And so At that point, Syracuse understood very well. Musgraves, if you take them, this is what happens to them. So that's it. And so, but like I say, every single second of my experience there was just wonderful.
Did
Just
your
total.
son wind up going?
Yes, he went to Syracuse. He graduated also.
Oh, great.
So a brother graduated, a son. Well, and I got another kid. I got a 13-year-old. So my oldest kid, 58. My youngest is 13. Who knows where she'll go? If she doesn't finish school, she'll have to go to Syracuse. So anyway, and so, but the story, you know, you can't turn down this teenage Marine. It was a product of child labor and just stuff. Nothing on the farm. Nothing. Nothing back there in high school, nothing to support me or to encourage me to keep going with education. It just, you know, it wasn't a good life. And so off to construction equipment and the Marines. Syracuse, they kind of understood that. I mean, you know, look at the kid's life. What was there to help him? Nothing. And so, but he's a teenager back from the Marines. He's ready to go to work. Well, it could turn out okay, and it did. So they had the foresight, you know, they had him, they had the imagination to see the possibilities.